Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you all for tuning in tonight and for attuning, as the angels indicate to us. My sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about the angels and the archangels and all the celestial beings. So at this moment, I want to invite the angels and the archangels to be with us, all beings of light, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all of us. Please surround us with divine light. Let only divine truth and wisdom come through. We thank you, God and angels. Amen. Okay, so tonight I'm excited. We have our special guest. That is Mark Dodich. He's back again. And Angels Are Near Us. And for those who have not listened to Mark, he has provided astrology and intuitive consultations since 1980. Mark holds a CAP, which is Certified Astrological Professional from the International Society of Astrological Research. He is a past president of the Oregon Astrological Association, and he publishes his own newsletter, and he is regularly featured in the media. Mark also has a column that he writes for New Connections Journal for over 15 years now. He's published hundreds of articles. And in addition to natal astrology, he specializes also in relocation astrology, which maps your power places on the planet Earth. He has developed a seven-ray astrology to help people understand their soul purpose in this life. So Mark provides his work internationally from his base in Portland, Oregon. So please check out his website, which is www.astromark.us. That's astromark.us. For all the services and consultations that Mark offers, you will be amazed. And so without further delay, let me welcome Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Linda. It's happy lunar eclipse.
Is it really?
We're in the shadow of an eclipse. It's coming on May 24th. And, you know, eclipses always bring the depths up in people. So a good topic, spirituality and things that take us to deeper levels is the perfect thing to do at a lunar eclipse.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because many people have been feeling the intensity of the energies. I'm one of them. You know, the past few days, I start feeling this worriness or this anxiety, and I don't know what's going on, or I feel stressed, or I'm tired. And you know, I know that many of us go through these feelings or these emotions, like you're saying. So, yes, bring us up to date. Then, what's happening?
Well, the thing is that. Yeah, since I started with the eclipses, we should stay there.
Yeah.
This is the third of three eclipses in a 30-day period. So that means for the last month, we have all been having, shall we say, the bottom of the river dredged up and brought up to the top for cleansing and healing and review. Mm-hmm. So the first two, the one was on April 25th, was in the sign Scorpio, which is deep, intense, private. Emotional healing type work at the deepest levels. Then on May 9th, we had a solar eclipse, meaning it's a new moon in the sign Taurus. And Taurus says, what do I value? What do I really want to create in my life? And I want it to be tangible. I don't want it to be airy-fairy. Mm-hmm. And then the one we're having on May 24th, the last of the three, is actually pretty interesting because I don't want to take you too far into the astrology, but eclipses land in the same polarity of signs for about a year and a half, and then they quit and wait 9 years until they do it again. So this is the last of the eclipses in Sagittarius and Gemini. And Linda, I don't know what you've experienced, but I've seen a lot of clients who say, oh, I could do this or I could do that, or they have a million and one different ideas, but there's so many ideas that they have that they don't know which one to pick, and then they don't do anything. Okay. Well, this is kind of the last of the ones that says, number one, remember that life is bigger than the little box you've put yourself into. So we have to go beyond our, shall we call, self-imposed limitations.
Yeah.
Sagittarius says, hey, isn't it supposed to be fun? Isn't life an adventure? So it would do well for people to get some playtime in sometime in the next couple of weeks. And then the other piece is we're going to come into some places where, while we've all had to be looking at all the different options of our life, we're going to have to start choosing the further we get into summer from, you know, those varied options.
Okay. So just so everyone understands, eclipse, what happens is that it takes us to our emotions?
Well, yeah, they block out the busyness of our life so that we can really look at what are our core spiritual soul-level priorities, not just our list of all the million and one things we all have to do, mm-hmm. but what are the real important things that we really want to focus on? And so eclipses come about every 6 months, and some are more powerful than others. And usually for the people who know their astrology chart, for example, this eclipse lands at 5 degrees of Sagittarius in Gemini. So a person who knew their chart would say, oh, gee, what house is this landing in my astrology chart? Is it landing in a relationship house or a work house or a health and healing house? Mm-hmm. And then they would know where to put their energy and say, oh, gee, I need to take care of my health and healing, or I need to put energy into my relationships. So that's what you would do with an eclipse with a little bit of knowledge.
I know. So, you know, a lot of people may have had their natal astrology or with someone, but I know in my experience with you, you offer so much variety of things that in astrology, which is wonderful. So, you know, when we did my natal astrology, you talk about our sun sign, but we also have other signs that influence us, right? The moon sign or the ascendants.
Sure. Usually the three basic things that could get you through any astrological conversation would be is your sun sign. Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously if you're born today, your sun would be, you know, in Gemini or just moved into Gemini today, actually.
From Taurus, right now, Taurus to Gemini.
Yeah,
right?
So today's the day it's moving into Gemini. So if your birthday's tomorrow, for sure, you were born with the sun in Gemini. Mm-hmm. But then we would also look at the moon. And the moon represents the feminine, emotions, intuition, our feeling nature, our need to feel safe and secure. And because the moon's so close to the Earth, it's a really important planet. In fact, some astrologers think it's as important, if not more important, than the sun, because it's so close and it affects us. Okay. So it has to do with our emotional nature. So somebody whose emotions are maybe in the sign Cancer is more motherly and nurturing, where somebody whose emotions are in like a fiery sign like Aries, well, those are the ones who drive up to their appointment in a bright red, you know, fire red car, because they're operating from an emotional place. And so we have the sun, we have the moon, and then the third thing is what's called the rising sign, or another term for it is ascendant. And it all it really means is, had you gotten up out of the womb and looked east and seen what constellation was on the eastern horizon, that represents how you project yourself into the world. So Aries would be fiery, enthusiastic, athletic, hurry up, I want it yesterday. Where a person who has Capricorn rising might be more methodical in how they take themselves to the world, more conservative. So those three things would get you through any astrology conversation.
Okay. So sometimes I've had people ask me, well, you know, if your sign is Sagittarius or Taurus or Leo, if these eclipses that you're talking about, does it affect everyone, or why does it affect everyone when it's on? You're saying it's coming in Sagittarius and Gemini?
Sure. Well, so yes, eclipses affect everyone. That is absolutely true. I like to use 3 months before and after an eclipse as its general range of effectiveness. But obviously, the closer you are to an eclipse, I mean, you can imagine we had an eclipse in Sagittarius, which rules the big outdoors. And the sun is in Gemini as of today, which rules wind. Mm-hmm. So they had big winds in form of tornadoes in, Oklahoma. And so that's one very literal way that is bringing up everybody's emotions. But to answer your question a little more fully, number one, yes, everybody is affected by eclipses. If you know where it lands in your chart, you have a whole lot more information you can deal with. But for those who don't know that information, if you're a Sagittarius or a Gemini and these eclipses land in Sag and Gemini, then, something is being pushed. We'll call it your buttons are being pushed. And that would explain why some years the eclipses really seem to, shall we say, slam or hammer you. And other eclipses, you just cruise by and nothing happens because they're probably not landing on anything in your natal chart.
Okay, so, I understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
You mentioned, right now I was just watching the news about Oklahoma. Do you believe, Mark, that these energy shifts with the weather is happening because of the different energies on Earth and the planets?
I make room for a lot of different possibilities. I don't want to just say, oh, the Mayan calendar is shifted or, I try to be careful of assigning, oh, this energy is causing that, even with the astrology, because it is everything that is outside of us is actually a reflection of what's going on inside of us.
Yes.
And, you just have to kind of read the newspaper to know that there's a certain storm going on in people. I mean, just read about Syria, for example. There's a storm going on within people over their values of how they want to live their life, of their fears surrounding, survival in many cases in many countries.
Yeah.
And so outer world activities are a reflection of what's going on inside. So I'm real careful of saying, this new energetic shift is coming in and is, making everybody crazy. Well, I agree that part of that would be true is as we open to higher frequencies of energy, we have to release frequencies of energy that we no longer need that are lower. We need to step up into something larger.
Absolutely. That reminds me of the angels. When I've done readings for clients lately, it's the angels are asking us to really awaken, to that divine light within us and to ask, of course, the angels and archangels for support. And, it brings us to what we are going through, each one of us. And if we open our hearts to the light, maybe we can bring more light to others, right? Like we bring more light to the earth. And that is what's happening right now. We have to be aware that, we're in a different time and we need to start leaving these issues of ego mind behind us and moving towards the light. And that also brings me to another comment with you that I know that you work with the esoteric astrology, which is with the seven rays.
Right.
And could you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, first, when you talk about your sun sign, your sun is in Taurus, your moon is in Gemini or whatever, we're talking about our little corner of the Milky Way galaxy. But when we talk about rays, we are talking about universal frequencies that come from the source of creation. Whether you call that source God or creation or the universe or a channelings by a lady named Alice Bailey back in the 1940s and 50s, called it the Great Central Sun. So there's a lot of names for it, but the idea is that we're each born with certain of these frequencies strong within us. For example, Archangel Michael, with the sword. Yeah. His job in esoteric astrology would be to say, we're going to clear up anything that gets between you and God so that you have a direct and a clear channel so that when you're using your power in the world, you're using it based upon your connection to God, not on fears or ego or self-worth issues or, that stuff that's in the way of our connection to source.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's true. I look at the angels, I don't know if it's the same as you do, Linda, but I look at them as kind of messengers of a particular form or frequency of energy. So, for example, one of the energies that perhaps is, the incoming energy, shall we call it, of the age of Aquarius, but clearly an energy that is very strong this year, is what we call seventh ray, which is a master by the name of Saint Germain, an archangel by the name of Zadkiel.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have an energy called the violet flame, which is about transmutation of energy, where it's like alchemy, only instead of changing lead into gold, we are taking lower frequency vibrations into the higher. And that is an energy that, of course, has been around, you know, in my opinion, it is part of the United States path. Yeah. But it is clearly something that has been very strong in 2013. Mm-hmm. And so each of us with the Violet Flame or Saint Germain or the Archangel Zadkiel, what it's saying is we need to take responsibility for how we're using energy. Are we going to go down the energetic ladder into fears to, you know, every time you get one of those crazy emails or a bombing in Boston or all the bad things that happens in the world, is you can either get sucked into that and go into a, oh, my God, I've got to go buy a gun to protect myself mode. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking guns. You know, if people need guns, that's okay. But the fear that causes you to do fearful things is what I'm talking about. And so this Violet Flame, Saint Germain, Zadkiel energy that's actually going to get much stronger this summer is we each must take responsibility for changing the vibration, not just buying into it or going into fear.
Absolutely. No, you're right on. I mean, Archangel Michael, I know, is also working with Saint Germain. One of my teacher mentors, Janie Feldman, gave the class years ago about Saint Germain and the Violet Flame that you're talking about. And exactly, you know, even Archangel Michael is coming in with his sword of power to help Zadkiel and Germain and all of us. And it's a transformation of the negativity into positive, like you're saying. We need to let go of the fear. You know, our life is so accelerated at the time. There's lots of energies, but there's also, like you're saying, there's energies of love and power that we could take advantage of. To bring in, you know, the protection and strength of the archangels at this time. So I'm going to take a little break now, Mark, so we can let our listeners call in, because I'm sure everyone might have questions. So Mark is going to be very kind to give any astrology reading or questions that you may have. But if you could please call in, I'll give those numbers out in a second. But call in and give your first name, the month, date, and year of birth. Right, Mark?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, that would be perfect. Okay, so we will take a little break. And those numbers to call in, let me give a toll-free number, is 1-888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. And we will be back like in 90 seconds. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And we are with astrologer Mark Dotage. I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Linda. This is Savi.
Hi, Savi, my dear. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Mark? We need your date of birth.
Yes. My date of birth is March 9th, 1985.
Okay, did you get that, Mark?
I know who this is, so yes.
Of course.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What's your
Great
question?
Great to speak with you.
Yes. What's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We could hear you. Do you have a question, a specific thing that you want to know?
Yes, Mark, I do have a specific question for you. And I know we had a reading, actually, a few months back. And my question is that you had mentioned to me before that in May, one of the planets was going to be moving into my money house. And so there's been a lot of opportunities coming up for me that I've been trying to plug into, like you were mentioning earlier on the radio show. However, they're just not panning out as I expected, and so I'm just wondering if you can give me a little advice on that perspective.
Sure. And so what Savi's talking about is the planet Jupiter rules expansion, optimism, enthusiasm. I want more. I need to go to the next level. So a lot of times with clients, I'll joke that Jupiter is like the Santa Claus of the zodiac. If you're willing to take a risk on yourself and step up to a new level, he's going to help you. Okay. And so in her case, Jupiter's moving into the second house. So the second house is money, property, possessions. And this is something that only happens once every 12 years. So all of a sudden, here we have, that is moving in the past couple of days. So perhaps some of those opportunities that didn't pan out were the, shall we say, setting the stage to help you start making some choices about ways to go. Because, see, Jupiter in your case was still in your first house, which is, who am I? What is my self-identity, self-worth issues, things like that. So don't give up yet. It's just this week is the first week it's moving into that place, and it's going to be with you all the way through next spring. And the other thing is Savi has the sign Gemini on her money house. Mm-hmm. And so the joke is wherever Gemini is in a person's chart, you know how Gemini is the twins in astrology? Well, you'll have more than one. So she has the twins in her money place. So a lot of times that's people who either have more than one source of income or they have more than one career in a lifetime. Mm. Whereas somebody who has Gemini in their relationship house might have more than one marriage in a relation in a lifetime. So don't give up yet. It's just moving in this week. So
I see.
So all of the
great.
All
that's
of these,
great to know.
Yeah. So, but do look at all those things that didn't pan out and look at how you were looking at them from what you value, what your self-identity was feeling about them.
Right, right. Well, some of them are still kind of in development, but I'm still trying to plug in. But the good thing is that there have been a lot of things coming up more than in the past months. So that's good to know, and I'll continue on my path then.
Well, and for everybody, on June 25th, this Jupiter is going to move into the sign Cancer for the next year. And Cancer is more of a commitment-oriented sign, where for the last year, Jupiter has been in Gemini, which I call the butterfly in a field of flowers, testing out all the different possibilities. Mm. So just be aware, we're all going to have to start making some choices later on in June as to what actually really nurtures us. So, Savi, when you know, a job offer does come in, you want to look at it and say, is this something that's going to nurture me, or is it just something that's paying the bills? Because if it's just paying the bills, that's not going to be enough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Savi, let me give you a message that I was asking the angels right now when Mark was speaking to you, that Archangel Michael comes out strongly, and the first thing that did come out is, let go of fear now. And it seems that maybe you were afraid that you would not get the work that you needed, or you were not offered what you wanted. But, you know, just clearing that and being aware, Michael says, that, you know, you don't have to have fear. You can let it go now because we're expanding. Mark just said, you know, we're expanding. Jupiter's expansion. You have choices that you can make differently. And again, just know that you put it out there, your intention, Michael is saying, put it out there. Thank the angels for taking away any ego-based thoughts or feelings that you've had in the past. Speak your truth of what you want and what is your intention, you know, and just Archangel Michael says, you know, I can help you in this situation. Just have the faith and the trust that, you know, divine wisdom is with you. It's in order to resolve anything that is unresolved. And I think that's happening a little. Things that are not resolved are being resolved. And just remember that God is in charge. Put God in the center, and God is in charge. And call in your angels.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much. I enjoyed that advice a lot.
You're
nice
so
to
welcome.
Hear your voice. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. God
thank
bless you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Savi. Very nice. Yeah, I think there's so many challenges right now that certain people are going through. If it's a job or relationships, I don't know what you've seen with your clients, Mark. I think you were telling me a lot of challenges with people that are not understanding, you know, what to do or where to go.
And I've seen a variety. There's the people who just are tired and don't want to be on the planet anymore. And then there's the people who are saying, hey, I'm ready for the next thing. Bring it on. I'm ready to step up into it. And so I'm seeing a lot of the polarity going on. But, you know, what I would say to everybody that would relate to Savi's call is, you know, all of these possibilities are starting to open up to show us that we're in an unlimited universe, that there's more than we thought, and we all have to step out of our comfortable little box or our little rut and say, wait a minute, there's a bigger picture going on here than what I've been seeing. I'm not limited by the economy or by, you know, whatever people set up as a limitation. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I believe, you know, we've learned to live in fear. I mean, that's the way a lot of us were brought up, and that's how humankind has learned. You know, like you were saying, let's get a gun because we're fearful, so we have to defend ourselves from something that so they won't attack us, we'll attack them. It's, you know, it's how our belief system is. But right now, the angels say, or I mean, they have influenced me to say this, you know, to speak out that there is much more light. There is a chance, an opportunity to change who we are, so we could reflect that out there, like you were saying. You know, we're reflecting what is inside of us, and there's so much light of God. You know, light of infinite source, whatever you want to call it. But you know, moving away from the ego mind is our choice. And the angels always say, you know, we have the free will, we have the free choice in this human world. And so when we place that choice, we need to know that there's higher vibrations, frequencies that we can tune into. And, you know, give yourself the permission to open up to angels, open your heart, so the mind won't be so, you know, dominating at this time. So you were talking about more of the summer – of the summer energies. Is there anything else, you know, coming besides these eclipses?
Well, I would urge people to be willing and have the courage and the trust to step up into what I would call more of a divine feminine energy. Mm-hmm. We have a pattern building up in July that would look like a six-pointed star, like a Star of David. Mm-hmm. And that's like two triple harmony triangles working together, and that's particularly in late July. But the one that's starting to work right now is in the element water. And water is the sign Cancer, which is nurturing emotions. Mm-hmm. It's the sign Scorpio, which is I need to let go at the very core, deepest level of old hurts and old wounds. Mm. And then we have Pisces, which is I must step up into a higher vision. Wow. And these are all going to get much stronger into the summer. And what I would want to say about that is, you know, and not to pick on my own gender, you know, being a male, but we've grown up in a masculine world that believes if you want something, you go attack it and get it. And that paradigm just first, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked for a long time. Yeah. The key, as I would see it, is, oh, we're going to have to learn to use this more softer feminine power.
The feminine power, exactly. I'm going to interrupt you because we have a caller. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Brian. And your birth date is August 12, 1967, Mark.
I've got it.
Yes.
You're a Leo.
So,
do you have a question, Brian?
Yeah, sure. I was interested in actual business, and I'm dealing with some business guys on the idea that I have, and I have a lot of investors that are interested in it, and I wanted to know if you can basically tell me or give me some advice on how that's going to go.
Sure. Well, what I would say first, Brian, of course, is you are your sun was in Leo, and when you were born, the planet Jupiter was right next to your sun. So that's like Mr. Motivational Speaker kind of energy, okay?
Right.
So we know you've got the sales ability, but your moon, which is your emotions, was in the sign Scorpio. Well, Scorpio is kind of a private mind your own darn business kind of a sign. It's a great detective or researcher. And yet Leo is kind of Mr. Salesperson. So we have this out there energy, and we also have this hidden private energy. And so we have in astrology what's called transits. And transits mean where are the planets in the sky compared to where they were when you were born. Uh-huh. And so the planet Saturn for everybody – last October 2012 started a 2-year path through the sign Scorpio. Okay. So what that means for you is that and what it means for everybody is, oh, we're having to restructure at core depth levels. Saturn is patience, boundaries, discipline. And I know nobody likes to hear an astrologer use the P word, you know, patience.
Right.
And what I would tell you is, if we went back to this past February 2013, the planets give the illusion, they go as far forward as they can, and then they give the illusion of stopping in the sky and going backwards. Well, Saturn went almost up onto your Mars, which is your male warrior assertive. It appeared to stop in the sky in February and is currently going backwards until July. And then in July, it starts moving forward. And by fall, it's going to get back up onto your ambitious Mars energy and then eventually onto your moon. So this is more of a time of I step back, I dot my I's, I cross my T's. I get my solid structure because, see, Saturn rules conservative, down-to-earth, practical stuff. So, in other words, it's get your nuts and bolts in order. And then after July, when Saturn starts moving forward, that'll be a more auspicious time for you to put things forward. And that doesn't mean you don't do the steps you need to do now. It's just you don't get impatient and want it all yesterday
under
this kind of energy that's going backwards. I joke it's a country western dance. One step back before you take two steps forward. So it's too soon to give up, but maybe something needs to be revised or restructured or brought down to earth in a very conservative, tangible, practical way.
Okay.
See, you've got the sun next to Jupiter, which is Mr. Enthusiasm. And see, your enthusiasm can get carried away, and then your moon in Scorpio will put the brakes on. So sometimes it can be that feeling of driving with the emergency brakes on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt because we have another person, but I want to, on the line, but I want to give Brian his angel message.
And
the angels are saying enthusiasm is what they love. So keep the enthusiasm always, Brian. And also positive thoughts. You know, you are a person who could have positive thoughts, and these thoughts create positive results. So like Mark was saying, you know, just have a little bit of patience. You will feel a little bit that you're being held back. But I think the angels are saying, you know, this holding back is like a pause. You know, you have two beautiful feminine guardian angels around you that I see. And they're just like taking you with so much care and maybe saying, take a little retreat somewhere, you know, take a pause. Go listen to music or play music, something that would uplift you at the same time during this small transition, because you will get there. You know, it's just you're creating the path.
Okay.
So that's what we have today. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. God bless.
Bye bye.
Okay, we have Rebecca on line two.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And you are August 17, 1960.
October.
Oh, October. They put August. She's October 17, 1960, Mark.
Okay, let me go back. I was just about to say, oh no, not another Leo.
All these Leos. Yeah, she's October 17.
Well, Libra is the best sign. Did you know that?
Okay, Mark, I know that you're... we know that you're a Libra also. But Leos are great signs too.
Joke. Rebecca, okay. You've got a question?
I don't know. I guess just what you see ahead for me.
Well, I know there's something big. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that too vague?
No. I've got some things we can talk about here. When you were born, the planet Mars was on the one side of the sky in the sign Cancer. Mars rules male energy, and yet Cancer is a very feminine energy. So you got kind of got this male warrior and a feminine sign. So we know you've got lessons in putting your masculine and feminine side together, or how you deal with what I'd either call men or your masculine side, or maybe what we call the good old boy network in the world. And on the other side of the sky, you've got the planet Saturn, which is patience, boundaries, authority figures, go slow, be practical. So you have a little bit of what I would call kind of a hurry up and wait combination that goes on in your chart, which if I'm right, then you've already felt that in life. I'm not telling you something new. Well, we have two gigantic things going on, and just to kind of give you a reference, the tornadoes that have occurred today and this week are a part of this that tie right into your chart. Mm-hmm. So we have the planet Pluto, which is power, transformation, regeneration. So that's all that conversation earlier about Archangel Michael clearing the ways so we've got a clear connection to God's source when we use our power. Mm-hmm. And it's opposite the planet Mars, which is ambition. So we know you're learning to find a new way to bring your ambition or how you deal with relationships into this world is being changed. And then imagine like a capital letter T. In astrology, we would call that a T square. So it feels like, I don't know, a three-legged chair that should have four legs. Right. And there we've got the planet Uranus, and Uranus rules revolutions and independence and entrepreneurial, and I want to run my own business. And it moved into Aries a couple years ago when the Japan earthquake happened. And now it's up making a challenge to this part of your chart that I'm calling hurry up and wait. And Uranus says, I want it yesterday. Pluto in Capricorn says, there, go slow, be patient, be practical. And Mars saying, hurry up, let's get moving. Okay? Uh-huh. So when we get to August of this year, and you'll probably start feeling it at the end of June, the planet Jupiter, which is the risk taker that says, I need more, I need to go to the next level, is going to set this all off in your chart. So think of a row of dominoes. You knock one domino over and the whole row goes over. And so this is, I don't know, this might sound a little Pollyanna New Age, but you get pulled apart to be put together back in a better, more integrated way. And sometimes feeling pulled apart, though, is not a comfortable feeling. And so what I would tell you is we get further into summer and fall, be willing to take a risk on yourself to say, hey, I deserve better. I need to go to the next level.
Okay.
But the main thing is you're getting pushed from several different directions, so you can't just go try to fix one little piece of your life when numerous pieces of your life are being activated.
Okay.
So I don't know, that doesn't scare you to death, does it?
No, because I already know I'm being pulled apart, and I'm learning to look at things differently, and I also feel just kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm learning too that, as the other lady talked about, or you were telling her, I can't just do a job to bring money in anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting that lesson faster and faster. Last job I had, it took me a year to figure that out. Now it's taken me 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, so moving through different jobs and stuff like that. So I guess then just keep on doing what I'm doing, right?
And know that it's probably going to be a little bit jerky, like the first time you learn to drive a clutch.
Right.
And so don't judge that as a bad thing if it's a little jerky. Just look at it and say, oh, I'm learning a new way to bring my values in the world and to prosper doing it. And the old way doesn't work, but see, it's kind of like I got 1 foot caught in the old world and 1 foot in the new world. And how do you straddle those two worlds?
Right.
So just give it permission to not always be the smoothest thing going.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes I feel like I'm just a bull in a china shop, you know, just knocking stuff over all over the place. So figuratively and literally, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rebecca, do you want an angel message?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay, so there's the angels are coming out. So two things came out kind of strong. First of all, they're saying it's time to leave some kind of unhealthy situation. And, of course, you might be going through certain challenges. But what they're saying is that, you know, to look at what parts of your life do you need to focus on more closely right now that no longer serve you. So when you answer yourself these questions and ask the angels to help you answer these questions, they will give you answers also. They will help you. But, you know, they're giving you the courage to make healthy changes in your life. So whatever it is that you need to focus on right now is very important. Like you were saying, I am not going to work because I get the money. I'm going to work to do something that I really like and that I love, and I could, you know, radiate this light to others. So the other master that's coming out is Master Hilarion. He is very similar to Archangel Raphael, who is a healer, and he's talking about health and healing. So it kind of goes through the same path that Archangel Michael is the one who came out first, but Master Hilarion is talking about health and healing, but in different kinds of areas of your life. So if it's emotional, if it's physical, you know, they're helping you with that right now. So just open up, you know, to those energies and that support, and believe and trust. That's what they're saying right now. Believe and trust that, you know, okay, the path is opening up for you.
Okay. Great. Okay? Thank you so much for the reality check. I really appreciate it. So.
You're welcome, Rebecca. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye. God bless you. Wonderful. Really
good callers tonight.
Good callers. And I love, because, you know, I tell some of my clients or listeners that messages, sometimes, you know, you need to listen, even if it's for other people. In some way, it'll resonate with something that's going on in your life, don't you think?
I do, because we're all really a reflection on each other in this life.
Exactly.
So,
and what you were telling her, it felt so strong. You know, I know that you know the Master Hilarion, who works as one of the ascended masters.
He, in the astrology tradition, he's the one who brings the metaphysics into the physical world to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a lot to do, as you said, with healing, along with Archangel Raphael.
Yeah.
You know, and actually I have all the pictures of these masters on my website, or I'm happy to email people a PDF, which would have pictures if they want. If they just send me an email to mark@astromark.us, I'll send them a PDF if they want a visual of these guys.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have them. I have one that you gave me of Hilarion. I have several. I have Archangel Raphael and Saint Germain, and it's wonderful just to see who they are and what they do. So on your website, people can find lots of things, right?
Oh, gosh.
About your classes.
I've got classes. I've got free PDF downloads on the monthly astrology report page.
Yeah.
At astromark.us. If they just scroll down the left, they'll find my current newsletter. I do a quarterly newsletter. I also do an email newsletter they can register for, all free. And then I've got free PDFs. For example, one of the PDF downloads is the state and city signs.
Yeah.
For all the, all the states in the USA.
Oh, is that related with relocation that you do?
Well, relocation would be something different, but each state and each city has a chart, you know, based upon when they became an official city.
Wow.
So, for example, I'm in Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon is an Aries city. And the state of Oregon is an Aquarius state. You know, we're all a bunch of Aquarius weirdos, okay, in Oregon. That would be the bad joke. So if a person wanted to look at what the sun and moon sign is of their state, I don't have all the cities, but I've got major cities like
major
the capital
cities.
And a few. And that's just a free download that they can get. Whereas your question was more about the relocation astrology, and yes, you might want to move to a city or a state that is astrologically compatible with you.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
The other factor is, it's known as astrocartography.
Oh.
Is each person has their own personal power lines, and there are better zones for career or for relationship. And so, you know, if a person's feeling stuck and it's time to move, or even just take a vacation in a different place,
yeah,
it's valuable to know what their personal power lines are. The only real disadvantage to that service is it does require fairly accurate birth time. So if a person doesn't have their birth time, oftentimes they have to write away to the county that they were born in to find it.
Oh, okay. And have you found that, that people do want to move to those places with I mean, feeling that, that pull to live there? Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I want to move anywhere right now. But.
Yeah, no, you get both. You get the people who just want to get out of where they are. Like, I had a lot of people in New England this year just wanted out of New England because of the winters that they have there, you know? And so some people move because they're just done with the place and it just feels done to them.
Yeah.
Or a person in a case like you who is happy being in Oregon could use this to say, gee, if I want to write my book and I want to go on my book tour, where would be a good place in, the, say, the United States to go on book tour?
Yeah.
For myself, I've got some great lines on the East Coast of the USA, and I've lived there and taken advantage of them. But I like the West Coast now, but I still market my business through ads and articles on the East Coast. So you can use these power lines you know, to help improve your life without even moving.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So there's a lot of ways to look at it.
Exactly. So that's very interesting because people could really use that information. And
well, yeah.
Cause, and I know that I think I had that reading with you many years ago. And that's when I said, no, I feel real. I think my spirituality is really focused in Oregon. That's what I remember. And we talked about a little bit, maybe me, because, you know, I was born in Chicago and I feel pulled sometimes to be in Chicago, but I don't know if I wanted to live there. So it's funny. Like you're saying, there are power lines that are convenient maybe to go on vacation.
Sure.
Or to do a specific project.
Or if you're going to go to some healing conference, wouldn't you want to go to a conference in a area that supports your healing?
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. So yeah, there's a lot of uses for it. And I will tell you that for the last year, Jupiter, which is the travel planet, has been in Gemini, which is, you know, I'm restless. And Jupiter is going to spend a year in the sign Cancer, which actually rules home and family and residential real estate.
Yeah.
So I think, number one, it's going to be easier for people to sell their house, those people who have been trying to sell and couldn't. This should be a good sign for those folks in the next year. And so I'm thinking that we're going to see a lot of people moving this next year.
Wow, that's really interesting. You were talking about also, we were talking about Oklahoma and the disasters and weathers. Could you sometimes see what's going on with the weather? You know, here in the West Coast, we talk about the earthquakes.
Right. And what I do with this astrocartography is I cast charts for the solstices and the equinoxes and the eclipses, you know, significant things. And when I find that we call them hard aspects or hard lines, like the planet Uranus rules earthquakes as an example, and Pluto rules death and destruction.
Yeah.
And so if you'll see these two planets centered in some place, and oftentimes more than once, you know, you see it at the, say, the spring equinox and at the summer solstice, you can bet that that place is going to be in the news. For example, at the big Haiti earthquake, Haiti has a lot of Capricorn in its chart. Pluto, the planet of death and destruction, moved into Capricorn. And Capricorn also has a lot to do with poverty and, you know, no food, you know, starvation and things like that.
Yeah.
And so when you saw that happening over the Caribbean, you don't necessarily know, is that Haiti or is that, you know, some other Caribbean island, but you know that the region is going to be activated. And in this case, of course, it was Haiti. But I get a lot of clients, for example, who live in Florida, will call and they'll say, you know, is the hurricanes going to hit the Atlantic coast or the Gulf coast this year? And you kind of hate to do those kind of predictions because you don't really want to support the fear aspect of it. But you, it's also, you want to look at things like that to say, well, if there's a higher possibility of hurricanes hitting the East Coast, the Atlantic Coast, then maybe you want to, you know, prepare for it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is something that we could look at. And you know, I believe that that when we look at our astrology chart, we learn so much. And I know that the angels have always guided me. You know, look into astrology. It's another tool, right? It's another tool that we could use to move our life, to take a different path.
You know, I totally look at it like it's a tool or maybe a map. It is not something that is carved in stone. You know, like the old joke, I was born under a bad sign. There's always a high and a low vibration to every sign and every planet. And it's our responsibility is to say, well, I want to use the highest vibration of this energy, not get caught up. For example, there's a lot of Pisces energy right now. The low level of Pisces would be drugs and alcohol. I want to escape by Jack Daniels, let's say. The higher vibration is I am going to meditate and raise my vibration above the fear and chaos of the world so that I live in a more enlightened place.
Yeah, you have to find that spiritual aspect as well in it. I like
and
that
that's
you talk
that's
about
a
that.
Choice.
Yeah.
It's our free will.
We have a caller, Mark. Christine on line one. Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Christine, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Mark, Christine is September 15, 1954.
Not December?
No, she's September, because I know her.
Oh, because the I was looking at
he
the...
Wrote, yeah.
Okay.
They wrote on our screen December, but you're September 15th, 1954.
Got it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a question?
Yes. The past week or two, I've been feeling disconnected. I'm having trouble getting things done and focusing, and I'm hoping this is just temporary.
And, you know, I'm thinking that that might be more on the collective than the personal level, because, number one, we've got these eclipses going on, and particularly the eclipse back on April 25th landed right on your values, what we'll call love and money, and your structure or your boundaries. And but just this past week, you know, I don't know if you pay attention on the NASA websites, but the solar flares have been picking up the past couple of weeks. And we don't in astrology necessarily know just exactly what the effects are, because solar eclipses are so erratic, they're hard to track. But I'm thinking that the what's really going on is more on the collective level. I've been seeing more clients who are in what I'll call nap mode, you know, time to take a nap, I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
and so I'm thinking I would tell you not to take that personal, that's something that I think if you asked some of your friends in that, you'd find you're not the only one. And see, the way I'm looking at it is during eclipses, we're being called, as I said earlier, to pull within. And the other part to make it personal is the planet Neptune rules spirituality, or I'm a space cadet. The high and the low. And it is making harmony, what we call a trine. So think of a triangle to the planet Saturn in your chart. And then I don't know if you know, have you heard the term Saturn return? Okay, so that's a biggie. Saturn has a 29-year orbit. So every 29 years, a person goes through what we'll call a restructuring phase. So somewhere between 28 and 30 years old, your first 29 years, you're either doing what your parents told you or you're rebelling against them. Mm-hmm. Your second 29 years, which you're just ending, is, you know, we do our work, we raise our kids, things like that. And you're about to embark on the next 29, which is, number one, you know, the clock is ticking. What are the things on my bucket list? You know, or I need to bring my wise elder to the world. And so what's going on in the sky now, and this part you're not going to like, is it's still going to be with you for another year, is the planet Neptune, which is revisioning spirituality. I want to float and drift and just sell everything and go live in the woods like a monk, is making harmony to the planet that says we need to get grounded and bring our higher spiritual truth to bear in the everyday world. So you can see one part says, oh my God, life is hard and I'm just shutting down and want to take a nap. And then the other part says, no, no, we need to bring this higher vision into the world and bring it down to Earth, but I'd really rather just float like a helium balloon. So you gotta get that feeling I'm trying to get across?
Yeah.
And so I will tell you, though, they're in harmony. And this summer we're going to have what's called a grand water trine. So that's triple harmony between Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And that is going to land right on your chart. So you get a lot of help this summer. So I would say take advantage of that space out nap time now so that when we get into July and this energy is very much larger, you'll be rested up and ready to jump into it.
Great.
Absolutely.
So don't do that Virgo thing, which is the overanalyze things to death.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Well, stop it.
Thank you. I will.
Christine,
Linda?
I'll give you a message, absolutely. Archangel Michael says, just keep your eyes on your targeted intention. And so, you know, your intention is full of love. And God is just, you know, invading you with love. I just see this. It's a beautiful card with love and just the sun all over you. And, you know, they're showering you this light. And so, again, there's another part where it says pause, like pause and take time and patience. So I think it's the same thing that you have to have this kind of rest. And whenever you need to sleep, sleep. Whenever you need to rest, rest. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you're feeling right now. Just keep your intention and, you know, it will manifest. The angels will attract that to you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you both. Wonderful
thank
messages.
Thank you for calling. God bless you, Christine. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. I kind of lost that. Okay. We have another caller, but we have few minutes left. Laurie, is she still on line three?
Yes.
Hi, Laurie. What's your question for Mark? And your birthday is April 30th, 1963?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes left, Mark.
Was there a question or?
Do you have a question, Laurie?
Yes. My husband and I are embarking on a business venture, and I wanted to know what you saw in that.
Well, you are in the thick of what we call your Chiron return. And Chiron is a little planetoid that was a centaur in ancient Greece. He was a very famous teacher of healers, but he was half horse and half human, which is like I'm caught between worlds. I don't fit in the horse world. I don't fit in the human world. And so the story here would be that while you're in this, which is going to go on for another year, is I like to tell people to take half steps to get where they're going rather than to try to do it all at once. And so the message I would give you is do it in stages. Don't feel like you need to overload yourself. And because you've got, even though you're a Taurus, you've got some planets in Aries, which is kind of, I want it all now.
Right.
And this energy is more of a do it in stages or do it in half steps. Just like if you were half horse and half human, you're trying to straddle two worlds.
Right. Because it is a big business venture. So.
Yeah, I will tell you that when we get to 2015, the planet Jupiter will move in Leo, and you've got some planets in Leo in your chart. And so that'll be a time when you'll see more blossoming coming out of it.
Where
now you've got more of the half-step piece.
Right, right.
Laurie, I'm going to give you just one message from the angels because we're going to have to go now. So what they're saying is lean on God and your angels for support. So bring in those angels that are around you, and they will definitely support you in this situation that you want to manifest.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Laurie. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you both.
Bye. Why, Mark, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Time flies when we're having fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mark. And you can always contact Mark, www.astromark.us. And for all my listeners out there, thank you so much for my callers for calling in. Thank you. Thank you, BBS, Doug, and Seth. And until next time, may God bless you and the angels protect you. Good night.